The Senator from Newton seeking
Thank you, Mr. President. I object. The Senate will now go to order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
First reading of pre-filed bills.
Senate Bill Number 1, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill Number 2, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to campaign contribution limits. Senate Bill Number 3, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communications devices while operating a motor vehicle. Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill Number 5, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the distribution of revenues from traffic violations. Senate Bill Number 6, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for education. Senate Bill Number 7, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health care price transparency. Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the Joint Committee on MoHealthNet. Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to infection reporting. Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to regulating the ethical behavior of professionals engaged in political activities. Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture. Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the career of Technical Education Advisory Council. Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds. Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to vacancies in certain public offices. Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court costs. Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to notice of sales tax modifications. Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to allocation of corporate income. Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for commercial laundries. Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 22, introduced by Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to public assistance. Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to an income tax credit for dependent children. Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to emergency administration of epinephrine by auto injector. Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to simplified annual school report cards. Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the employment of teachers in school districts. Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to penalties for allowing minors to possess intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to crime. Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the sales of used manufactured homes. Senate Bill Number 33, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the protection of women's health. Senate Bill 34, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to military and overseas voter registration. Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the termination of MoHealthNet services for participants residing out of state. Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to settlement offers. Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the Joint Committee on Mo Health Net. Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the licensure of animal care facilities. Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to an earned income tax credit. Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the use of deadly force by law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to officer-involved deaths. Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to criminal history inquiries of applicants for employment. Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to empowerment microgrants. Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to health care transparency. Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to use of solar energy systems in certain planned communities. Senate Bill 48, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts. Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill number 50, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the distribution of revenues collected from traffic violations. Senate Bill number 51, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to prohibiting governments from compelling individuals to purchase health insurance and participate in health care systems. Senate Bill 52, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to restrictive physician employment covenants. Senate Bill number 53, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to certificate of need for long-term care facilities. Senate Bill number 54, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to private nuisance actions. Senate Bill number 55, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture. Senate Bill number 56, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to permits issued by the Department of Conservation. Senate Bill 57, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions. Senate Bill number 58, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the existence of certain committees. Senate Bill 59, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to vacancies in certain public offices. Senate Bill number 60, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to weapons. Senate Bill 61, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to violence prevention education in elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill number 62, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workplace violence. Senate Bill number 63, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program. Senate Bill 64, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to school district classification designations. Senate Bill number 65, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to scholarships for eligible students to attend certain non-public schools. Senate Bill number 66, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Bill 67, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to court costs. Senate Bill number 68, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to boards of directors for industrial development corporations. Senate Bill 69, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to boards of elections. Senate Bill 70, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to school accreditation. Senate Bill 71, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to reimbursements for dual credit courses. Senate Bill 72, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to disincorporation of villages in St. Louis County. Senate Bill 73, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to Missouri Homestead Preservation Act. Senate Bill 74, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to energy efficiency improvements to certain state buildings. Senate Bill 75, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to energy. Senate Bill 76, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the collection of biological samples from individuals arrested for a felony offense. Senate Bill 77, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act. Senate Bill 78, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to maternity health insurance coverage. Senate Bill 79, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to prosecutors. Senate Bill 80, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to prosecuting attorneys. Senate Bill 81, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to judicial personnel. Senate Bill 82, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senate Bill 83, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to workforce development. Senate Bill 84, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to term limits for State Board of Education members. Senate Bill 85, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to MoHealthNet behavioral health providers. Senate Bill 86, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violations protections orders. Senate Bill 87, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to audits of political subdivisions. Senate Bill 88, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to the term of office for appointed officers. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to health insurance premium rate reviews. Senate Bill 90, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to MoHealthNet services. Senate Bill 91, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the state public defender system. Senate Bill 92, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to bond requirements for certain county candidates. Senate Bill 93, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to free speech at public institutions of higher education. Senate Bill 94, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to retirement benefits for elected officials. Senate Bill 95, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to procedures under the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 96, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to campaign contribution limits. Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 98, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to legal tender. Senate Bill 99, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to illegal conduct involving prescription medications. Senate Bill 100, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to the expungement of certain criminal records. Senate Bill 101, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to the authority of certain constitutional charter cities to adopt certain types of ordinances. Senate Bill 102, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to the preparation of fiscal notes by the Oversight Division of the Committee on Legislative Research. Senate Bill 103, introduced by Senator Loboda, an act relating to the disclosure of licensee information under the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 104, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to actions challenging initiatives and referendums. Senate Bill 105, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to absentee ballots for military and overseas voters. Senate Bill 106, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to business origination requirements. Senate Bill 107, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to opinions issued by boards or commissions under the Division of Professional Registration. Senate Bill 108, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to state funding for small school districts. Senate Bill 109, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the state legal expense fund. Senate Bill 110, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Board of Curators of the University of Missouri. Senate Bill 111, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. Senate Bill 112, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the sole purpose of restructuring the Missouri Criminal Code. Senate Bill 113, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to references to higher education statutes that were previously repealed. Senate Bill 114, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senate Bill 115, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to limitations on income tax credits or refunds. Senate Bill 116, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to school district residency for children of certain military members. Senate Bill 117, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to special elections. Senate Bill 118, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the implementation of co-payments for Mo HealthNet participants who use the hospital emergency department for non-emergency services. Senate Bill 119, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to prescription drug repository. Senate Bill 120, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 121, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the regulation of residential rental property in certain cities. Senate Bill 122, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to health care directives registry. Senate Bill number 123, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to ethics reform. Senate Bill 124, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to disclosure requirements. Senate Bill 125, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to Missouri HealthNet program. Senate Bill 126, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to collective bargaining representatives. Senate Bill 127, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 128, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the public contracts. Senate Bill 129, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 130, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to domestic violence. Senate Bill 131, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to weight limitations on vehicle hauling livestock. Senate Bill 132, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to evidence of financial responsibility for certified commercial pesticide applicators. Senate Bill 133, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to livestock activities. Senate Bill 134, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to campaign finance. Senate Bill 135, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the operation of motorcycles and motor tricycles. Senate Bill 136, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to absentee voting for emergency workers. Senate Bill 137, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to license fees collected by the Department of Agriculture. Senate Bill 138, introduced by Parson, an act relating to beef commodity merchandising program fees. Senate Bill 139, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the dairy industry. Senate Bill 140, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to joint and several liability. Senate Bill 141, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the Crime Victims Compensation Program. Senate Bill 142, relating to state implementation plans. Senate Bill 143, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the offense of animal or livestock trespass. Senate Bill 144, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to pay equality guidelines to be developed by the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. Senate Bill 145, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders. Senate Bill 146, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the licensing of speech, language, pathologists, and audiologists. Senate Bill 147, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to the regulation of the ethical behavior of professionals engaged in political activities. Senate Bill 148, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to corporate registration reports for farm corporations. Senate Bill 149, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to tax incentives for data storage centers. Senate Bill 150, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to sales tax exemption for motor vehicles. Senate Bill 151, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to public medical assistance. Senate Bill 152, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to solid waste. Senate Bill 153, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the accreditation of managed care plans. Senate Bill 154, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to licensure requirements for music therapists. Senate Bill number 155, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to neighborhood safety. Senate Bill 156, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the designation of the Theodore McNeil Highway. Senate Bill 157, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to business filing fees collected by the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 158, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to statutory aggravating circumstances for murder in the first degree. Senate Bill 159, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to life insurance. Senate Bill 160, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to rates of return on equity for corporations regulated by the Public Service Commission. Senate Bill 161, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to school district procedures. Senate Bill 162, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to tax increment financing. Senate Bill 163, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to tax credit for pet adoption. Senate Bill 164, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the exemption from attachment and execution of mature life insurance proceeds. Senate Bill 165, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to expungement of criminal records. Senate Bill 166, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to special license plates. Senate Bill 167, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senate Bill 168, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to taxation of railroads. Senate Bill 169, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to voting procedures. Senate Bill 170, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to voting procedures. Senate Bill 171, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to high school equivalency degree testing. Senate Bill 172, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to establishment of a career and technical education diploma. Senate Bill 173, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to state funding for small school districts. Senate Bill 174, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the Missouri Achieving a Better Life Experience Program. Senate Bill 175, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to political subdivisions. Senate Bill 176, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to municipal courts. Senate Bill 177, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to programs for beginning farmers. Senate Bill 178, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to captive cervids. Senate Bill 179, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to Missouri Child Protection Registry. Senate Bill 180, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to tax credit for pet adoption. Senate Bill number 181, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to foreclosure notice to tenants. Senate Bill 182, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to security deposits. Senate Bill 183, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to non-judicial foreclosure proceedings. Senate Bill number 184, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to business filing fees collected by the Secretary of State with existing penalty provisions. Senate Bill number 185, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to the state budget. Senate Bill number 186, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to MoHealthNet services. Senate Bill 187, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to small loans. Senate Bill 188, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to training provided to inmates in correctional centers. Senate Bill 189, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the duties of the Board of Probation and Parole. Senate Bill 190, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to public mass transportation sales taxes. Senate Bill 191, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the establishment of a center to conduct applied urban research and outreach. Senate Bill 192, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to products liability. Senate Bill 193, introduced by Senator Lavoda, an act relating to the minimum wage. Senate Joint Resolution, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Conservation Commission. Senate Joint Resolution number 2, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to legislative redistricting. Senate Joint Resolution number 3, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the City and County of St. Louis. Senate Joint Resolution number 4, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to impeachment trials. Senate Joint Resolution number 5, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to voter photo identification. Senate Joint Resolution number 6, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to the creation of Show Me Small Business Districts. Senate Joint Resolution number 7, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to punitive damages.
The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee appointments for the administration gubernatorial appointments and the rules, Joint Rules and Resolutions and Ethics Committee. I'd like to send them forward and ask that they be printed in the journal.
Please send the appointments forward.
Thank you.
Secretary, please read the names of the appointments. The documents submitted by the President pro tem shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of petitions, memorials, and remonstrances.
Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from the 14th, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a remonstrance.
Send it forward. Would you like the remonstrance read?
Yes, Mr. President, I ask that the remonstrance be read and printed in the journal.
It shall be read and printed in the journal. Secretary, please read the remonstrance.
Senate remonstrance number 1. Whereas in November of 2008, Jeremiah J. Nixon was elected governor of the great state of Missouri, and whereas earlier in his political career, Mr. Nixon served as a Missouri state senator as well as the state attorney general, and whereas during his numerous years as an elected official, Mr. Nixon has consistently exhibited a prideful disengagement from African American issues as well as an extraordinary level of personal disdain for African American concerns. And whereas Mr. Nixon seems only to acknowledge the existence of the African American community on or about Election Day, and whereas Mr. Nixon, as State Attorney General, filed a motion in district court to end the St. Louis school desegregation program under which black students from the city were bused to county school districts, an action which sought to resegregate and make permanent the St. Louis area public schools' lack of equality. And whereas in October 2014, Mr. Nixon acknowledged in a speech that he had long understood and had in fact lived the evil of separate and unequal growing up in Missouri. And whereas, to that end, Mr. Nixon stated that in his small town, the railroad tracks were the racial dividing line, whites on one side, blacks on the other, separate and unequal. It was the way things were. And whereas, by filing such a motion to end the St. Louis desegregation program, with his intense personal knowledge of the great immorality of separate and unequal, Mr. Nixon willingly and effectively aligned himself with former Alabama Governor George C. Wallace, who, during his inauguration address, famously declared segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And whereas in 2014, when the General Assembly passed bipartisan legislation which sought to offer students trapped in failing schools a hierarchy of options to attend higher quality schools, Mr. Nixon vetoed such legislation, another demonstration of his disdain for children of color. And whereas the segregated and unequal nature of the St. Louis area schools is one of the root causes of the civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. And whereas, with the tragedy unfolding in Ferguson, Mr. Nixon has repeatedly exhibited failed leadership on numerous occasions, and whereas Mr. Nixon, during his term as governor, has demonstrated his willingness to respond quickly to natural disasters, but has been missing in action when faced with human disasters, especially human disasters plaguing communities of color. And whereas Mr. Nixon took far too long to acknowledge the seriousness of Michael Brown's murder, and whereas Mr. Nixon disregarded multiple requests from the black community to appoint a special prosecutor so that the shooting of Michael Brown might be justly investigated. And whereas 15 days came and went from the day Mr. Brown was murdered until Mr. Nixon reluctantly visited Ground Zero. And whereas it took a call from the President of the United States before Mr. Nixon grudgingly canceled his appearance at a ham breakfast in rural Missouri and finally made a brief appearance in Ferguson. And whereas Mr. Nixon failed to act despite the fact that the President of the United States, as well as the entire nation, was aware of the need for attention to the seriousness of Michael Brown's killing. And whereas Mr. Nixon's lack of empathy and open disdain for the plight of minority communities is consistent with the institutional racism that is prevalent in Missouri state government today. And whereas in one of the most egregious examples of institutional racism, Mr. Nixon created the Office of Community Engagement and the Ferguson Commission, and a naked act of self-serving racial politics and political pandering. And whereas Mr. Nixon has been a state government official for over 30 years, and in that time has seemed wholly unconcerned with the plight of minority communities until the cities of Ferguson and Delwood caught fire. And whereas Mr. Nixon created these new entities only in the wake of negative media attention over his botched response to the crisis in Ferguson, a thinly veiled, transparent, hollow, and cynical political maneuver aimed at deflecting the negative media attention he has rightfully received for his lack of leadership. And whereas Mr. Nixon, despite possessing a law degree, has demonstrated a clear disregard for the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, and whereas, to that end, Mr. Nixon has supported the imposition of a curfew for peaceful protesters, and whereas, despite his law degree and years serving as the Attorney General, Mr. Nixon has supported an unconstitutional 5-second rule adopted by law enforcement in which officers were instructed to tell protesters they had to keep moving or face arrest. And whereas U.S. District Court Judge Catherine D. Perry ruled that the practice of requiring peaceful demonstrators and others to walk rather than stand still violated the Constitution. And whereas Mr. Nixon has treated minority citizens as insurgents, and whereas Mr. Nixon has failed to take responsibility for the police tactics used by law enforcement in the state under his watch, and whereas Mr. Nixon condoned law enforcement's practice of hog-tying peaceful protesters, and whereas one such peaceful protester, an unconscious pregnant woman, was kicked by police officers while hog-tied, and whereas Mr. Nixon ordered the National Guard to Ferguson to protect the property of Ferguson prior to the indictment announcement by County Prosecutors Bob McCulloch, and whereas after the indictment announcement, despite Mr. Nixon's promise to business owners, the National Guard was in fact not stationed in Ferguson, Ground Zero, or Delwood, and as a result, both cities went up in flames. And whereas by deciding not to deploy the Missouri National Guard to West Florissant on the day of the grand jury announcement, Mr. Nixon permitted several businesses to burn, including an office where the senator from the 14th taught civic engagement classes to Ferguson residents, and whereas a result of Mr. Nixon's broken promise to business owners, the state of Missouri will be obligated for millions of dollars to repair the damages, and whereas since Mr. Nixon refused to properly deploy the National Guardsmen, who were ordered to remain at the armory, brave firefighters were shot at in the course of performing their duty, facing life-threatening attacks by agitators. And whereas in failing to take responsibility for his recurrent poor decision-making throughout the catastrophe in Ferguson and elsewhere, Mr. Nixon has demonstrated his inherent disregard for the responsibilities associated with and his lack of fitness for the lofty position he unfortunately holds. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate 98th General Assembly, first regular session, hereby remonstrate against Governor Nixon for his failed and incompetent leadership, and be it further resolved that for the reasons expressed above and many others, the Missouri Senate hereby strongly recommends that Mr. Nixon resign his position immediately, and be it further resolved that if Mr. Nixon fails to resign, the Missouri House of Representatives should strongly consider impeaching the governor for willful neglect of duty and incompetence, as the great state of Missouri cannot afford to bear the costs of his failed leadership, and be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate be instructed to send a copy of this remonstrance to the governor and to each member of the Missouri House of Representatives.
Senator from the 14th.
President, I wanted to set the tone for this session and remind everyone a fish rots from the head down. Thank you.
Memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. You might go ahead and just run the calendar. We'll go to concurrent resolution, introduction of bills.
Without objection, we'll move to resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton, you were on your feet. You have some bills.
Oh, I didn't know there was a concurrent resolution. Just recognize.
Oh, I'm sorry. Concurrent resolution. We'll stay on the order of business. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions.
I send the board. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to recognition of January as Sex Trafficking Awareness Month.
Senator, do you care to explain that resolution?
No explanation needed.
Secretary, please read the second concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, relating to recognition of November as PICA Awareness Month in Missouri.
You care to explain that resolution?
Mr. President, no explanation needed. Thank you.
Further concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation necessary.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 194, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to tax credits for business facilities.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill on behalf of the Senators of the 15th.
Send them forward. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill Number 195, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to tax incentives. Senate Joint Resolution Number 8, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to passage of bills in a regular session of the General Assembly.
Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 9, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the state budget.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
To inquire of the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to your colleague from Buchanan?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, welcome to the Missouri Senate.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, when you were term limited out of the House, you remember that I took your seat.
Did. Yeah.
How many years did you serve in the House?
Served 11 years in the House.
11 years that you were in the legislature? Well, I've been in the legislature for 12.
Well, there you go.
And it is such a pleasure to have you now serving with me. I envied you for such a long time, and you were a good teacher, you know, because I watched you as you were serving in the House. And so it's my pleasure to greet you here in the Senate. And, you know, I want to tell you that there are some things that you're not supposed to do. There are certain words you're not supposed to say, like a senator's name. But there are some exceptions that you can get around. Like, for example, Senator, Schmidt beer is, like, really good beer. And you know what else, Senator? Brown ale is very good ale.
Yo.
You know what else, Senator? Parson is the name of a person who might lead a church, you know? And yeah. And the legislation that we pass will make Missouri a hegemon among states.
As close as you could get.
Senator Hegemon. I say Senator Hegemon is what it will make the Missouri. That's exactly right. And you know what else? You can do this. But you are allowed, by the way, to use the name of former senators like Senator Lemke, who is now my chief of staff. And I didn't get a chance to introduce him, but when I first was here, he stood behind his chair and spun his chair around and demonstrated and told me that I could talk about anything for as long as I wanted.
Is that right?
But the longer you talk, the more people are going to be waiting to introduce bills like the senator here. And so we can't talk for very long. So what do you think of all that?
Quite a history lesson and quite intuitive use of the English language that you've come up with.
Well, anyway, it is so good to have you here. And when you have the floor, just remember that it's yours to keep as long as you want.
You can visit for a while.
This is right. So, thank you, Senator. Mr. President!
Senator from Buchanan.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
And I would like to discuss this bill, you know, or explain it.
Secretary, please read the bill from the senator from Buchanan County.
Senate Bill Number 196, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to automated law enforcement.
Senator, do you care to explain your legislation?
Yes, I do. Mr. President, this important bill will outlaw red light cameras and speed cameras and automatic license plate readers in the state of Missouri. And it would help to protect our liberty. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 16th is on his feet. For what reason he rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of two bills.
Send those
no
bills forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 197, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the Joint Committee on MoHealthNet.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 198, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to patch-through telephone calls.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Green, what reason?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have several additional bills.
Please send your several additional bills forward.
Madam Secretary, read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 199, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the use of deadly force by law enforcement officers, an emergency clause for certain sections. Senate Bill number 200, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to first-degree murder with penalty provisions, an emergency clause for certain sections. Senate Bill number 201, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the costs of imprisonment. Senate Bill number 202, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the authority of sheriffs and deputy sheriffs to render assistance in other counties. Senate Bill number 203, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the authority of the Office of State Auditor.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Polk County, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have three bills I'd like to send forward, and I also have an inquiry of you, if I could, please.
Send your bills forward. State your inquiry.
I just want to be clear on what the when we're introducing bills, the order of business would be introducing bills. I just want a clarification on that after the Senator Buchanan. We would be introducing bills at that order of business. Would that be correct?
The order of business is introduction of bills.
I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you for clarification. Do you need any explanation on your bill, Senator? No explanation needed. Madam Secretary, read the legislative package from the Senator from Polk.
Senate Bill number 204, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to health exchange navigator licensing.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 205, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to insurance holding companies.
And please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 205, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to own risk of solvency. Oh, 206, excuse me, relating to own risk of solvency assessment in connection with the business of insurance.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to order business as much as from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters, and I would ask the reading be waived and the messages be printed in the journal.
The order of business is messages from the governor. You've heard the motion. Does any senator object to that motion of printing them in the journal? Those messages shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to order business of messages from the House.
Messages from the House. There are messages. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 3. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 4. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Objection. The Senate will go to order of business of introduction of special guest.
Introduction of guests. The senator from the ninth was first on her feet. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you. To my right and to your left, I would like to introduce to the body former State Representative Amber Boykins and her husband, Sean Sims. I will say that Amber was half of a mother-daughter duo to have served in the Missouri House. Her mother, Billy Boykins, Representative Billy Boykins, preceded her one of whom, of course, I knew and loved very deeply for years. But it has not only been an honor to have known the Boykins family, but to have considered them extended family for so much of my life.
Would
so I would like
Senate
the body to make,
make the guests of the Senator for the Ninth feel welcome in our chambers today. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 26th District, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, we are fortunate here in the Senate to have a couple physicians that we serve with in this legislative body, but today we also have the physician of the day with us, and to my left and to your right, Mr. President, we have a pediatric anesthesia specialist with us, Dr. John Hagen, and I would like the body to make him feel warmly welcome.
Would the physician of the day please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make him feel welcome today? Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Newton.
The instructions for the Grand March should be in your offices. If there's any question about how or anything happens after we adjourn in a few minutes, make sure you check with the Secretary of the Senate.
The order of business is announcements. The chair would like to make an announcement on behalf of the City of Jefferson and the County of Cole. I know it's a very busy day, but today is the Taste of Jefferson City held down at Capitol Plaza Hotel. We have dozens of vendors who are thankful that the Missouri Legislature and your staff are in our great city and county to host a 5 months of session, and you and your staff and any family members that are in town for the festivities are welcome to go to Capitol Plaza today from 4:30 to 6:30 and enjoy a taste of Jefferson City. It's a fantastic event. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.